The church has preserved the gospel and multiplication of loaves for us to cherish, to truly cherish. And St. Ignatius of Loyola would invite us to enter into the gospel. And so I would suggest this morning that we enter into the gospel as the little boy. And you can imagine waking that morning and your mother fixes 5 hard loaves and 2 fish, 2 dried fish, puts them in your bag, and then you're off for today. Now the barley loaves, by the way, are what would be used by the poor. That's why it's not wheat, it's barley. And he hears about this teacher, this preacher, this prophet, and see, he goes to see. And he sees people that he's seen in the village before healed. He sees people that have been in the village that have been very disturbed. He sees them come to peace. And he, like the crowd, are touched by that moment of great love, that outpouring of God's love. And so with the crowd, he follows Jesus. And so we catch it in the gospel now, that Jesus is standing on the hill of the multiplication of loaves, which we believe was near the Sea of Galilee. So the Sea of Galilee is there, like we have the bay right here. And they're following him. And they're following him because they are so touched, that they know something special is happening. Now we pause there. All of us have entered this church, this cathedral, gathered together. And we gather together really because we're expecting something special to happen in this Mass, in this Eucharist. And it's going to, by the way. It's going to. Because the love of Christ is truly ours as we enter the church. And again, as we dip our hands in the holy water, bless ourselves, renewing our own baptism promises, saying we are followers of Christ. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. We enter this church. And so we pick up the gospel again. And Jesus, noticing the whole huge crowd, okay, and he turns to his disciples. Now, you're the little guy, and you listen to this conversation because little guys have a way of making it through crowds, especially in parades. Have you ever seen the little ones, how they make it to the front? You know, they wiggle their way all the way in. Right, little ones? You make it all the way to the front. So he made it all the way near the disciples so he could overhear what Jesus said. And Jesus turns to Philip and says, okay, you feed them. You feed them. And Philip said, Lord, how in the world? 200 days wages is not going to feed these people. It's not going to happen. And of course, the little guy standing next to Andrew, St. Andrew. And Andrew looks at him. And the little guy says, I've got this to offer. I've got this to offer. And it's the 5 loaves and the 2 dried fish. And he says, Lord, there's a little guy here that has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that for so many? And Jesus says simply, have them all recline on the hillside. And they do. And the little guy is really interested now. And he's willing to give up his lunch, his dinner, to Jesus. And Jesus begins to break the barley loaves. And the little guy realizes they're not just breaking, they're multiplying as he breaks them. And the same with the fish. It's all becoming wonderful. And as he breaks them, there's more and 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 more. Can you imagine when he went home and said, Mama, I fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And that moment is a foreshadowing of this moment, the Eucharist. That moment is a Eucharist moment. And that's why I said at the beginning of Mass, welcome to the banquet of plenty. Because each of us entered this church with who we are, with the ministry we've done this week, with the love we shared with one another this week, and yes, it may be 5 barley loaves and 2 But it's still something the Lord can take and bless and break and give. That's what he does for us. And it's his body that we share in. He takes, he blesses, he breaks, and gives all the gifts that we bring to this altar. All of who we are, all of the love we share, all the ministry we've done this week, all the people we visited that are sick, all the people we've touched in one way or another, the love we've got to be given, the husband or wife, the love we share with brother or father, all of that this year, in this moment. And the Lord blesses it and it multiplies. It multiplies. And as we come forward to receive his body and blood, we share in his life, we share in his love. And he blesses that gift that we bring to the altar. Because it's meant to be taken and given away. It's meant to be given to others. We are disciples. We are ministers. We are signs of his love in this world. And my goodness, this world needs his love. And more 10-year-olds with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. That's us. That's us. So as we enter into this Eucharist, let's pray for the grace that the Lord will bless the gifts we have brought, that the Lord will bless our lives, but that we may also be a blessing for all those we meet, beginning with our families, beginning with those with whom we work, those with whom we go to school, and then reaching out to those that need us, the stranger, the neighbor, all in the name of the love of Jesus.